inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is
we get busy with planting vegetables in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And as usual, Master Gardener Ed Bierski joins us on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Some of the things that we should be planting now, what are?
Oh, well, peas, certainly. The cool weather, obviously, the cool weather crops should be going in the ground now. That is, they can be, the seeds can be planted. Still a little bit of protection, having our little plastic hoops or PVC hoops and plastic coverings over those. But still, lots of stuff can be going in. I've got peas are up, and I've got my trellis up. Since we were just cutting down alder trees, they make great trellis material.
Isn't it a little early for doing that, though?
Not at all. No, we got to remember, we're a little over a week into May, and even though there's a possibility of frost in some areas, the cool weather crops, if the soil is warm, that's the critical thing here. So we've been, hopefully everybody's been working on warming their soil, keeping it covered from the cold rains and all of that. So stuff's going to grow, and the peas I planted almost a month ago, so they're a little slow, but they recovered also and doing very well. But other stuff, like now is kind of the last chance you have to plant radishes and spinach because they bolt so quickly with our long spring daylight hours. So really need to get those in. They germinate fine in cool temperatures. And then other stuff to follow very quickly, carrots, cabbages, the lettuce, and Swiss chard can be going in. If you like mustard greens and napa, bok choys, and some of those all can go in. Of course, we did talk a bit about potatoes in the past, and it is potatoes can be going in. Likewise, I'm covering those with clear plastic over the soil. It'll take them a while to emerge. But it is time to be getting out there and getting serious about this gardening stuff.
And some of those vegetables that you mentioned, like spinach and radishes, we get the first batch in now, but then later on this summer, after the first crop, we can do another planting, right?
Yes, exactly. Once the daylight hours start to get shorter, like in July or even early August, we can plant that stuff for a fall harvest. I mean, I'm harvesting my spinach right now, but that stuff that I planted in one of my hoop houses last September, and it is, though it is winter varieties that are supposedly, you know, they're tolerant of the low light conditions, they are starting to bolt already because of these long daylight hours. But there is no really bolt-resistant spinach for our long days.
Now, some folks may have rhododendrons in town. Any ideas for care of those plants?
Definitely. It should be all of the rhododendrons around town I've seen are just loaded with big, fat flower buds. So that's a good thing. They should be fertilizing them now. And they should also, particularly if they are looking on the kind of yellowish-green side, Epsom salts is a magnesium source, which will help them green up. And the recipe is 1 tablespoon of Epsom salts to 1 gallon of water. And you just water that in around the drip line of the plant. So the rhodies will take that material up, and it will benefit them, make them look and be healthier plants.
You only have to do that once a season?
Yep, once a season is enough. I mean, and it isn't so that big bag of Epsom salts that you might purchase for that and aches and pains and all of that should last you for many, many, many years and rhododendrons.
Okay, and finally, I guess this is one of the big gardening events coming up this weekend.
It really is, yes. Saturday is the Super Plant Sale in the Cars Safeway parking lot. So it begins open to the public at 9 o'clock. People will be setting up Friday night and Saturday morning. It can be a bit of a madhouse, but it's a social event also, and an opportunity for gardeners to buy lots of local plants, locally harvested, locally dug by some of the different nonprofits and some of the for-profit groups. So it is benefiting many people. You know, this is money staying in town, which is a good thing, and there will be lots of gardeners will be available to answer questions about their plants, the stuff that they are selling and or sharing. And I understand there's a group, among others, that's going to have rabbit manure to sell to boost compost piles and rhubarb to make it grow better, among other things.
Okay, and some tips for that? Bring some boxes, maybe a wagon?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that or your minions to carry away your plants, or if there's specific stuff at certain vendors, you might need an extra helper or two. You go for the primroses over here, and you go over here for the raspberries, and somebody else over there, because some of them don't last very long. There may be limited quantities of certain plants.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juneau. From the land.